In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is this day both good news and bad news in the kingdom of God. The good news is that there are many people in the world who are hungering for the word of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. The bad news is that there are many more who have never heard of him and may never hear of him at all. And so the text for this day, the simple words of Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A person in Joetsu City, Niigata Province, Japan, recently wrote this letter to the Japan Lutheran Hour. I have been a regular listener since September 9th when your program caught me. The passage from the Bible that you read made me recognize my sinful mind. I am a nurse and cannot go to church on Sundays, so I always read the Bible by myself and listen to your programs. Please lead me to Jesus. Please lead me to Jesus. How often that kind of response is heard to the radio and television programs sponsored by the International Lutheran Layman's League all around the world. By the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit, people do hear that word of God, and many of them recognize Jesus Christ as their Savior, recognize first of all their sinfulness, and are ready to receive the good news that there is a way of salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, what will happen is that that listener to the Japan Lutheran Hour will receive, or probably by now already has received, some Christian literature. That name has no doubt been referred to a nearby church wherever that person happens to live in Japan, and a pastor will call on her. And incidentally, that pastor who will call on her will himself probably have first come to know Christ by listening to that Japan Lutheran Hour program, because over 50% of the pastors in Japan were first introduced to the Savior that way. By the power of the Holy Spirit, that person who responded to that message will be followed up by a pastor, and that urgent request will be paid attention to. Please lead me to Jesus. And I pray, and I ask that you would pray with me, that she will come to fully know Jesus Christ as her Savior and Lord. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's the way it works. That's the way it works in Japan. That's the way it works, as you well know, also here in the United States. One of the ways that happens is that people hear the Lutheran Hour on radio, or they watch This is the Life on television. And among those people who are hearing the word that way are people who are troubled by some personal problem, or who for whatever reason are separated from the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Many of these people write into our mail counseling department over there where I work at 2185 Hampton Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri, and our trained counselors try to reply to help them with their problems. But it doesn't stop there. These letters, when the writer does not identify himself or herself as being Christian or being identified with a Christian church in any way, are then sorted out by zip code and passed out, or mailed out rather, to the closest Lutheran church nearest the address where that person lives. The pastor then visits that person, or maybe more appropriately, we hope, equips the people in his congregation to visit that person to share with him or her the message of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ that he or she has heard or seen on radio or television. And hopefully that will lead the person to affiliate with the church, where he or she can regularly be nourished by the word and sacraments and by brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's one way in which the International Lutheran Layman's League interrelates with you as you go into a parish in bringing to people that gospel of salvation, first of all over the airwaves, and then for you then to go into those homes and speak that message again, that only message of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ to the people who are identified where you minister and where you live. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's the way it works in Africa, too. Recently, a man wrote into the Nigeria Lutheran Hour with these words, "I have learned from listening to your programs that Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. This message is of great comfort to me because of my dark past. But I want to ask you, is it really true that God will forgive my sins no matter what I have done? Is it really true that God will forgive my sins no matter what I have done?" Yes, my African friend, that is really true. That's the good news from God. God so loved the world that He sent His Son to live, to suffer, to die on the cross, to rise victorious from the grave, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the good news from God, my African friend. That's the good news from God, my friend here at Concordia Seminary, Fort Wayne. That's the good news we have to keep speaking, not only to other people, but to one another. That's the good news from God that we have to keep speaking to our friends and our spouses and our children and the stranger on the street. That's the good news you're being trained to share with people in the parish and being trained to equip people in the parish to share with other people. And that's the good news that we of the International Lutheran Layman's League are desperately concerned about reaching people with all over the world through our broadcast ministries. I guess I don't have to tell you this, but I guess sometimes we need to say it to one another because it's something that we never must forget. Whether we're in a classroom or in the parish, whether I'm standing in the pulpit or doing my public relations work for the league, the message is always the same. Jesus Christ lived and died and rose again that our sins might be forgiven and that we might have eternal life. To know that and to believe it is the most important thing in the world for anyone. And we must. We must speak that good news from God so that others may hear it all over the world. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so it is my prayer that you, the bearers of good news and the future pastors of the church, and we, the members and the staff of the International Lutheran Layman's League, will always be working together to share that good news with people everywhere. For that's the task our Lord has given us to do. And that's the glorious good news that we have to speak. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.